This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, presented vastly different views Monday about the cause of the historic, destructive wildfires in the western United States, which have killed at least 35 people. In California, President Trump, brushing aside concerns about climate change as a catalyst for the increasing number and intensity of such fires, reiterated his call for western states to practice better forest management. The president also predicted that the climate, in his words, will start getting cooler. He continued, "Just watch. I don't think science knows, actually." Mr. Trump has stayed mostly silent about the widespread devastation in the three solidly Democratic states, California, Oregon, and Washington, where more than a million hectares of land has burned. Meanwhile, in Delaware, Mr. Biden said Trump's climate change denial did not cause the fires, but if Mr. Trump wins his second term, he said, and this is a quote, "these hellish events will continue to become more common, more of a devastating, and more deadly." Smoke and flames have combined to envelop the cities of San Francisco, Seattle, and Portland, with some of the worst air quality in the world. Tens of thousands of people have fled their homes to escape the blazes. Hurricane Sally has strengthened into a Category 2 storm, and there's a chance it will make landfall in southeastern Louisiana, a state still recovering in the aftermath of Hurricane Laura. The National Hurricane Center says the storm could intensify further before it makes landfall and reached the Gulf Coast on Tuesday as a Category 3, with wind speeds as high as 178 kilometers per hour. In an unusually busy hurricane season, Sally is one of five storms lined up as if on a conveyor belt across the Atlantic.